Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Anime Expert. Today is the first episode of the podcast. This will just be an introduction video, so it will not be near as long as our normal podcast episodes. But I am your host, Peyton, and this is...
Emmeline.
And we will be taking you through our very first anime that we will be exploring, which will be...
Demon Slayer.
That episode will be starting this week on Saturday.
There will be spoilers.
Yeah, because we are going through the entire series 2 episodes a week. After that, we do not exactly have a plan. So if y'all would like, in a review, y'all may leave some sort of recommendation about what we should do next.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen some of these before. So we do kind of know what's going to happen, but we are not going to, go much into that. But this is just telling you what we are going to be doing in this series. So we won't necessarily always get to what you leave as a recommendation. We might not ever do it at all. We have seen anime movies, anime series. I'm just going to tell you, there will only be one that I will not accept doing, and that will be One Piece. Not because I don't necessarily like it, but because it's just way too long and we would still be stuck on it. I know some anime you're probably saying, those are still going, so why not do those? Problem is, we can do later episodes about One Piece. It's just, as far as it's going, never ending, so we will not be doing that one.
The animes and anime movies we have seen so far, we're gonna give a few out. I've not watched Naruto. I have watched Demon Slayer, of course, Death Note, Spy Family, my favorite, A Silent Voice, my favorite anime movie, Your Name, and A Whisker Away.
I have seen many of those that she has seen, and many more. I have seen Demon Slayer, A Silent Voice, Naruto, Spy Family, a little bit of Death Note.
We've both watched Chainsaw Man, too. We haven't watched the full thing.
We watched a little bit of the beginning.
Yeah.
I've watched a little bit of One Piece. That's what I'm telling you. I'm watched a little bit of it, but I'm not watching the whole thing. So if y'all would like, we can do a season of it, but we will not do the whole thing. And just so y'all know how this is going to go, when it goes to our seasons and episodes, one season is one season of an anime.
Both of us know what JoJo's is too, but we know nothing about JoJo's. We just know some of the characters and what they look like. And we know nothing about it.
Yeah, and we won't necessarily always be me and Emmeline. It's always going to be two people, though. Some episodes for certain anime might be me and one of my friends. Because there are some anime Emmy does not want to do with us, because she just doesn't, in general, want to watch that anime. And so y'all might have other guests. And
Naruto is not an anime I watch. I don't think I want to watch it. Boruto, he knows about it. I know absolutely nothing except...
Yeah. Here's the thing. Is Boruto, I will accept watching. I won't necessarily say I will always give you positive feedback from it.
If you have any animes you feel like, oh yeah, based on what you told us, I think you would like this, we'll see if we can watch it. We have Crunchyroll Premium from one of our friends, so on Crunchyroll Premium.
So if it's on Crunchyroll, we can watch it, basically, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Any specific anime knockoffs or, extra parts, if we can find it, we will. Just know all your recommendations are a matter of if we can find it or not, and if that's what we want to watch at the time.
And if there's something we see, we'll let you guys know we can't find where that is or we don't want to watch that. He also watches Fairy Tail. I've seen one episode. And if you want, you can ask, like, we can probably do a podcast about, like, some of what we do, what we're watching currently, what we're in the middle of, what our favorite anime is, our favorite anime character of all time, all that.
And just so we're clear, I did not mention all of the anime I've watched then, because I have too many I've watched that I can count. This episode, we are going to talk about our favorite things, least favorite things, favorite characters, least favorite characters. So this episode's going to be about as much as our normal episodes will, but it's always going to be introducing us.
And also, Attack on Titan, that's a favorite anime of a lot of people, I know. It's our cousin's favorite, too. I've seen, like, half of one episode. He's seen more. We know what it's about and all that. We know the characters. We love Mikasa.
And we will try our best not to talk about future events in the show as much as we can. We might reference it a little bit. If we do, I'm sorry. It's just as we are talking about the episodes, sometimes we might have a question like, oh yeah, did blank blank blank, did they say this about them? And it's something that's going to happen. We just didn't know if it happened yet. So we will try not to do that as much as we can. But yeah,
we will tell you at the beginning of some of them. These will be big spoilers. We'll tell you the episodes if you're not on that episode. We don't know episodes on Attack on Titan. Chainsaw Man, we're not as familiar.
And for every single one of these episodes, always make sure to check the description. That will tell you what anime, what season, and what episode we are on. It will always tell you that. The title will not always tell you exactly everything.
First, we will start off with talking about Demon Slayer, because that was both of our first anime. We might do some Pokemon. I've agreed. I don't want to be a furry. I told my best friend a little deal. If I was a furry, I'd have to be a Pokemon, because we all love Pokemon, if it's weird or not. That came out of nowhere.
Now, let's get in to our favorite things. Would you like to start us off?
Sure. My favorite anime is Spy Family. I love it. My favorite anime movie is A Silent Voice. Number two spot is a mix between the other two because they're both so good. Not gonna lie, today we watched Your Name and it was amazing.
Yeah. So my sister in particular, she did not necessarily like the ending.
It was confusing. It made no sense.
It's confusing. Here's the thing. Don't tell them. Basically, with anime movies, it's a one-episode thing, and it's part of a season. Like, we can have a season with recommended anime movies, but that's going to be one season of movies, and then we're going to move on.
I read the Kimetsu High, so if y'all have any questions about Kimetsu High, I can ask him if I can have permission of one podcast, just me talking about Kimetsu High. I read the mangas. I read Silent Voice mangas. I read Spy Family mangas. I read the mangas more. He reads One Piece mangas. And
she necessarily...
I read Demon Slayer mangas too. I took a book in the middle of the store and started reading it. Yeah, so
when it comes to manga, she is going to have her own separate podcast where she reviews mangas. I will be in it sometimes, but it's her podcast.
He will have to sit on the side and listen to me because it's his podcast.
Yeah, she's going to have her own separate podcast, but it is going off of my stuff. It's in my account of podcasts, so I will be monitoring it, but I will not necessarily be talking much in it. I might, make a few notes about it because I know that specific volume or chapter of the manga, but she has a separate manga one that you can go listen to. Alright, I'm gonna go ahead. My favorite anime has got to be currently probably Hunter x Hunter. I know it's not necessarily the best of the ones I've watched in most people's cases. I just really like the storyline and characters of Hunter x Hunter.
Hisoka.
Yeah. The arcs are probably, the last few arcs are probably my favorites, but that's my favorite anime. No debating in the comments, you know, well, actually, this is the best anime. We're not doing that. Everybody has a different opinion. But my favorite anime movie, just like her, A Silent Voice.
It's beautiful, the animation, the characters, the timeline, the story. I love it all. So my favorite anime character of all time, it has to be Anya. Who hates Anya? She's a sweet, innocent girl. Innocent.
Now, my favorite anime character of all time, currently, is not necessarily from my favorite anime. It used to be, but it's not anymore. My favorite character in all of anime currently has got to be, even though I haven't seen much of it, it's got to be Ryuk from Death Note.
Ryuk.
He's just
I like L more, not gonna lie. I love how childish she is. Perfect. I don't simp. Just gonna make this clear. I don't simp over anime guys.
She doesn't.
Muscle Mice and Toji's Worm are above them. Way above them.
She doesn't necessarily have a thing for anime characters.
I don't simp for characters.
Yeah.
Like, you could put someone you say is really hot on the screen, Gojo Satoru. I don't watch JJK. I know everything about it. I don't simp for him.
She just likes the character.
I like the character. I love how he's sometimes childish. I don't simp for him.
But yeah, so we are also, now we are going to start going into worst. Now, when it comes to manga series, because obviously people have different opinions, this anime is better. But when it comes to manga, it might not be the manga for your favorite anime. Manga, it can be a different manga that's your favorite. That's not, you know, it is an anime, but it's not your favorite anime because the manga in just general is better.
Real quick, I want to talk about how excited I am. So, for those of you who haven't heard, the new Demon Slayer series, the new season after the
last season.
Yeah, it's the last season after the Hashira training arc. It's a 3-part movie. We're going to the movie theaters to see this. Our mom is watching it. This is her, like, first anime we forced her to watch, except for Pokemon.
We didn't really force her.
Mm-hmm. We are so excited to see the 3-part movie.
So, our recording studio-ish, you might sometimes hear background music, it's literally because it's just a part of our house, not necessarily a recording studio, just a section of our house. So you might hear noises around, but you won't necessarily hear more than our voices. If you do hear another voice, it was just not edited out, which we are very sorry if we do not edit out other sort of voices. That's just because we didn't realize.
If you hear something and you're like, I couldn't hear your voice at the moment, we will make a podcast of just going back and explaining what we were talking about. Just comment or whatever down.
And in fact, here's what we're going to do is the final episode of every season of this podcast will always be reviewing everything in the last episodes, going over our final thoughts for the season and everything. Now, let's move on from talking about other things back to our favorites. Favorite manga, Emmy?
Kimetsu High. It's beautiful. The thing I don't get, though, is why in the Demon Slayer anime, when they were putting it, like, they were making, like, a mini thing on it, they put them as adults, but in the manga, they're, like, all chibi and cute. but Nezuko did have the bread in. She acted a lot like when she was a demon. And I didn't get it. I'm pretty sure that's just what she acted like from then on, because, I mean, she was a demon. You can't blame me, can you?
So, my favorite manga, honestly, I've seen so many different manga series. For me, it's a really hard pick, because there's a lot of really good manga. I would probably have to go with either Death Note's manga or Jujutsu Kaisen's manga. It's just a work of art.
I love the art style. Kimetsu High, I love how it's all cute, chibi. I love the fact on how, like, kind of some spoilers for the first book. I love how all three of the main characters in the Kumbaoka Squad ran down the halls. And it was hilarious that Sanemi stopped Gyu from chasing them. It was just hilarious.
And we are going to now start talking about worst for anime. Worst anime movie, worst manga that we've seen. We cannot say one that we haven't seen yet, because we really won't know. Would you like to start?
So, this includes the movies, right?
Worst anime series, worst anime movie, worst anime manga.
Worst anime manga, I'm gonna have to say, so, I don't think I have a least. I'm just gonna do this based off of least favorite. The seventh book of a silent, well, manga of a silent voice, because it was so much different. They didn't have it in the movie. Sure, like, they didn't have it in the movie, and the movie wasn't the original, but it was so much different. I didn't get it. It was confusing. And even if they did add it in the movie, I wouldn't like it in there, so.
Just to confirm, I have read the manga. I have watched the movie. I agree with her. It's not, you know, just her opinion. This is something I think, too. You can think different. We don't care how you think. But that's how we are going to think about this. For me, worst manga, out of the ones I've seen, even though my favorite anime is Hunter x Hunter, out of all the manga I've seen, I would have to say Hunter x Hunter is the worst. Not necessarily because, you know, it's just really that bad, but because, you know, I've just seen other manga and they're all so much better. Not so much, but, you know, they're better. And so I can't really choose that over these, when these mangas I can tell are better than.
So, I was once talking to Peyton about Zero Two. I asked him, wait, what anime is it in? And he said, it's not a very liked one. It was like Darling something.
Darling in the Franxx.
Yeah. Let us know if that is actually good. Yeah,
I've been going off of what people who have watched it.
If one of you says, like, it's an amazing anime, I loved it so much, we'll watch it. But, like,
yeah, like I said,
if one of you says it was okay, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that good, so we're not gonna watch it.
And again, we will only reject One Piece. No matter how much you ask for One Piece, we will not do One Piece.
We might talk, like, about the characters, like, oh yeah, how Zoro, blah, blah, blah. We won't talk about it. We'll talk about, like, things about the characters and all that. I'm annoyed how people say I look like Nami.
I I don't know why, but people say she looks like Nami. She used to be called. She cosplayed as Nezuko once at our school, and
the kids behind me on my bus, they wouldn't stop calling me Nezuko for the rest of the year.
She was Nezuko on our bus.
Mm-hmm. They knew my name.
Yeah, they knew her name.
They wouldn't call me by my name. She was like
Nezuko.
Hey, Nezuko.
There's still a kid who keeps calling her that.
And they're in our neighborhood too.
But anyway, worst anime series.
I'm gonna have to say One Piece.
Same. Too long. Not because it's bad, because it's too long.
Yeah, like, and they're still writing the mangas. It's just outrageous. Yeah. Like, the person making this isn't gonna make an end.
Ichiro Oda, he already has. He just hasn't put it out.
Mm-hmm. He's made an end, but he's not gonna write all of these mangas by the time he's at the end. But I really am kind of inspired by him. Like, he keeps going in the series. I don't know a single series that goes that long. Like, it's really inspiring.
But yeah, his determination to continue this, really great. But honestly, until it ends, I'm not planning on watching it anymore. Like I said, I've watched some of it. She's watched some of it with me. I'm not necessarily going to say I will never watch it. I'm just saying, as of right now, since it's still going, I'm not going to watch it.
Not too long ago, we were talking, and then he just randomly blurts out, "Oh yeah, the new episode of One Piece is out."
Like, every day.
I was glad with the Hashira training arc on Demon Slayer, how he kept making the episodes so quickly. But the thing is, like, I was watching Harry Potter, and I realized, like, they get a script the whole time. They just have to do it, like, few times in the correct voice, and I was...
It's the fact that these people who are voicing all these characters... They get it pretty fast. Like, most anime don't even do it this fast. But also, one thing to point out, we are not, gonna always be talking about Demon Slayer. We're just talking about that a lot because that's our newest one that we're going to see.
That's our latest anime, our oldest anime. We've watched it our whole lives.
So it's just...
I have 2 cosplays on it. We even take our, like, I have a skirt and then I just put a shirt on. I don't unbutton the shirt. I be Mitsuri. I turn my jacket from my Shinobu cosplay inside out to make it white. We do a bunch of different things to even be different characters.
Obviously, we are doing a podcast, so you will never actually see our faces. We'll eventually have a YouTube channel called The Anime Expert. You can watch it. It's going to be more focused on us going to conventions and us cosplaying. It's not going to be posting very often. Just going to let y'all know, it's not posting often.
I won't have a YouTube channel as quick as him. I don't want my own podcast. I feel like that's too much privileges, too much responsibility.
Well, and that's not something she's going to be doing often. That's more of like every month she'll probably have a new one. It's not something she's going to, just quit, every week like this one, just a new episode out. That's not what she's doing. But
so if we skip a week on a Saturday... My best friend comes over. She can't be on this podcast. Not only is it a 2-person thing and he needs to be in it, all she's going to talk about
she's going to be like,
"Oh, Gojo's so fine," and all that. And it's annoying because that's all she's going to talk about. And y'all don't want to... She's going to do that for, like, a whole 1-2 hours. I know y'all don't want to listen to that for a few hours.
And whenever we can't have one out for whatever reason... We'll always have one posted for that day saying why, or if we don't specify why, it's because it's personal reasons and we don't feel like sharing it. And then, it's going to be apologies for missing this episode, but we cannot do it blah, blah, blah.
Of course, we've just started, so there's not probably going to be too much of you worrying that, oh, no, they haven't told us why, or they're not.
And if we ever forget to post an apology video for it, we will post it, but we will talk about it the next week and be like, we didn't have time. That's why it's not out. It's not like we forgot about you guys. But let's move on. Worst anime movie. She's seen three. I've seen two. We haven't seen many. None of these that we call worst are bad. They're just not as good as the others.
I gotta say Your Name, because, like, when you're watching it, you're like, okay. But then, like, it gets to the point where they try and find each other, and it makes no sense.
For me, it's also Your Name, because I've only seen two. But I do want to say one thing. We're each going to suggest five anime to you that we think you should watch. They could be movie. They could be series. We'll let you know.
I feel like A Whisker Away would be, like, a good, like, before night movie, like, a family movie. It's amazing. It's an anime movie about a girl. She figures out that her crush likes cats. It's a romance anime. She gets a mask from a mask seller, and whenever she puts on the mask, she becomes a cat. Well, she becomes her crush's favorite cat, and they go to school together. They're like family. And, well, throughout this, it's normal. And then that scene you've probably been seeing edits of, I have, like, my entire life before finding out about the anime. It's that scene where it's in school, and the boy's like, didn't you hear me? I hate you. And she runs out in the hall. And then, yeah. And then she ends up being stuck with the mask. And the deal was that if she feels like life as a cat is better and she admits it, she gets her face taken as a mask to the mask seller. And we will probably inform you later about this from now. But here's the second one.
Also, these are all for beginners. These are not, you know, just go out and watch these. These are all for beginners. You can go out and watch them, but these are more for, you know, if you're starting.
I feel like these would some of these would also be good for little ones. Like, I would suggest Pokemon for a starter.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people are like, oh, well, it's too long. It lasts too long.
Just the first season is good. I've stopped watching Pokemon because, like, I stopped getting intrigued by the third season. Like, the first two seasons, I loved the hilariousness between Ash and Misty acting like siblings roasting each other. It's funny. All right, The third one?
Pokemon's a series, by the way.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the series, not the movies.
No, you can add movies in if you want to.
I know, I'm not gonna suggest the movie. After this, I'm probably gonna do some I don't suggest. And they're not all gonna be the animes. So, the third one. Death Note, I would probably say, is more for once you get at least a few of these done. I know I'm thinking. Spy Family. It's
for what, third or fourth?
Third. Okay. So it's just a snip of life. People have complained. Spice. Same thing. People have complained. It's just a slice of life. That's the point. This is probably one of the most realistic animes you'll watch. So it is a coincidence that a man gets a telepath child, a assassin wife, and a future-telling dog. But it's still the most realistic.
For the fourth, I would still say Naruto. I'm not really a big fan of it. I haven't really watched. I've seen a few episodes in the middle, between, near the end, all that. I do know about the sad moments, but I will not spoil that for this.
Because we will go over it in the...
I do very much suggest Naruto in fourth place. Fifth, this is going to be really hard. I would have to say A Silent Voice. It's beautiful. I would also suggest the mangas. The seventh isn't my favorite, but it's still very beautiful. I love the beginning, how it creates like this huge plot for the rest of it. I feel like children could watch this, but watch it to where it's clean, because like they don't curse throughout it like a lot, but they've cursed one or two times.
Now, cursing is not a problem for you. Just watch it normally. Just so you know, sub or dub, it doesn't matter. I'm probably going to watch it in sub. Not sure how Emmy wants to watch it. She can watch whatever she wants.
Sub.
You're also going to watch sub?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will take notes, by the way, and that's what we'll be talking about is the notes. All right. The anime I suggest. Number one, Death Note. Story about a guy who finds a notebook that can kill people. And he uses it to kill criminals.
My
amazing story, not for little kids, though. Not for younger kids, but it's a great starter. Because it's not that long. And it's just... It's a good one to get you into anime. Number two, Demon Slayer. Most people say it's carried by animation. There's no real plot twists in it, but it's still a really great starter.
It's beautiful and it's plot. If you don't know any, like... Oh, yeah, I know what's going to happen anyway. It'll have amazing plot, big surprise all throughout it.
Closer to the end, though.
My
closer
problem to where with it death, is right now. My problem with Death Note is I feel like it's a bit more advanced.
All right, my third one has definitely got to be A Silent Voice, because it's just an amazing romance anime movie to get you into. Fourth one, I know a lot of people don't necessarily agree with this, but I'm going to have to go with Jujutsu Kaisen. Most people don't agree with it as a starter anime, but it's not too long, and it's literally throws you straight into what shonen anime is basically about. It gives a great storyline and great animation. Second season is a lot more of the better season. It's also the sadder season. But, yeah, we will talk about that, you know, when we watch it. But fifth one, 100% I gotta go with Your Name. It's a great story. The ending you might not like, but it's just a great starter.
Now, for the little ones, the top five I would suggest, I don't watch all these, but I can tell they're for little ones. Pokemon is my number one spot. That's a classic. Number two would have to be Dragon Ball Z. I feel like little kids would love it. Action-packed, amazing characters.
We have not seen that one, by the way.
We have not seen that.
So she's going off a limb here. She's not necessarily like, I've seen
I'm
it,
going
it's great
off
for little
what
kids.
Little, I'm going off like what little kids, I know most of these, like, they don't curse. I know they don't curse. Number three, actually. I wouldn't really suggest Spy Family if they're, like, really young, because throughout it, if you want your child or like a little one, you know, to be like in the fact of tobacco, drugs, that's not through it, but like you'll see stands like that if they can read. I don't want them to question you about it. But
I would suggest like the second season of Spy Family. Number four, I'll be right back. All right. And then actually that's about where we are going to end this. So thank you for tuning in to our very first episode of this podcast. We thank you so much because we take the time out of our days to watch these anime, which we will start Saturday. Sorry, it's getting late. But that's going to start Sunday. And we take time out of our days to watch this for you, take notes, and review it for you. We just thank you as a viewer so much. Please leave a review. That's just amazing. And let us know what you think of us.
Of course, this is our first time. I will mention to y'all, if y'all have a specific moment you want us to talk about, we liked about it, what we didn't. And if y'all say, why do you think Demon Slayer is an amazing anime, we will do it in the next podcast.
Not necessarily the next one, but definitely the last one for that season, because that we review everything. We take your notes, we explain questions, everything about that goes into the last episode of each season.
Mm-hmm.
But we just thank you so much, and that is a wrap for our first episode of The Anime Expert. All right, see y'all later. Bye.
Peace.